Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Be like Ken. A few years ago, my wife and I started serving as volunteers at the Royal Family Kids Camp, which is for children between the ages of 7 through 11 who are in the foster care system. It's a very tiring week, but a very rewarding one, helping these little ones who've been let down by those who should have loved them the most. The week is made significantly easier due to the quality of leadership we have in Ken. Ken is also a volunteer. In fact, every one of the 30 to 40 adults who serve the children are all volunteers. Ken is a retired cop, and in my assessment, is perhaps one of the greatest leaders I've had the honour of serving and supporting, both in my working life and my time serving as a volunteer. No one is perfect, of course, but allow me to share with you why I believe Ken is such a great leader. Ken loves what he does. He's 100% fired up about the mission and values of the Royal Family Kids organisation. If I would have served under leaders in the corporate world half as on fire, I would have been delighted to work for them. Ken is a good communicator. He's concise yet clear. My observation has been that many leaders in the working world are so wrapped up in their own self-importance and are so set on impressing others, they're very wordy and intentionally sometimes ambiguous. Ken is a hard worker. He leads by doing. Most leaders I've worked for are lazy and prefer the privileges of being a senior leader. Mark Twain once said, quote, "Nothing motivates a person more than seeing their boss put in an honest day's work," end quote. I found this to be so true. Ken gets maximum effort from my wife and I. Ken plans ahead. He proactively thinks beyond the immediacy. Conversely, I've observed how most mediocre managers get caught up in the urgency of their latest problem. It seems like their identity comes from their busyness. Ken genuinely expresses gratitude. He sincerely thanks people for a job well done and catches people giving their best efforts. Most managers I've observed don't like to praise others. They fear that the light will shine brighter on the other person and therefore they themselves will lose some of the glory. I've also noticed that most mediocre managers would rather lead by instilling fear into their subordinates, rather than be all touchy-feely with praise and recognition of others' efforts. Ken listens well to his workers. Even though he's been leading the camp for 18 years, he listens exceptionally well to the comments, ideas, and suggestions of even the newest volunteer. Whereas I've sadly observed that the majority of leaders are poor listeners, and in fact demonstrate a rather selfish streak, as they tend to only listen to what benefits them. Most certainly, I've observed that most senior leaders have little regard for those below them in tenure or rank. Ken is very solution-minded. He solves problems. On the other hand, I've observed how poor managers will look for someone else to blame and will often try and work around rather than solve the problem, figuring that someone else someday will make it right. Kenny's just a nice guy to be around. I can't say this for most leaders I've worked for or have observed in the 261 organisations we've served over the last 17 years at New Leaf Training and Development around the globe. I'd socialise with Ken. I'd enjoy an adult beverage with Ken. Most leaders I've worked for or have observed are self-centred, arrogant and deceptive. I'm glad to get home after being around them. So, if you're a supervisor, manager, or senior leader, be like Ken. If you own a company, be like Ken. And try and build your leadership culture to be like Ken. It's not complicated, it's common sense, really. If only more leaders were like Ken, I believe the world of work would be a better place. To recap, love what you do, learn to communicate well, be a hard worker, plan ahead, genuinely express gratitude, listen well, be solution-minded, and simply be an overall nice person to be around. In short, be like Ken.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.